Good morning. This is Precept Bible Study, and our study coming from Lord, I Want to Know You, and it gives us the names of God. And we have been studying these names of God now for several weeks, and today we are coming to chapter 13, which is going to be lesson 13, and it's about the name of God that is Jehovah Shalom, and that means the Lord is peace. So before we begin our study, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that you have written it all down in your word, that if we come to you and seek you and study your word and meditate on your word, that we can learn your names that gives us your character, your attributes, and your very nature. And we're so thankful, Father, that every name that you have is so special and means so much. And thank you, Father, for bringing us into this study. And I pray now that the Holy Spirit will teach us, guide us, and direct us, that we may please you and bring you honor and glory. And I ask it in the name of Jesus. Now, Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is peace, is first found in the book of Judges, and it was revealed to a man called Gideon. So God revealed himself to Gideon as Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is peace. We know that he was a young man, and he was from a family that was the least in Manasseh. And at this time, things were very bad. Israel was brought low because of the Midianites. And I want to start by reading Judges 6, 1 through 5. And then the sons of Israel did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord gave them into the hands of Midian 7 years. And the power of Midian prevailed against Israel. Because of Midian, the sons of Israel made for themselves the dens which were in the mountains and the caves and the strongholds. For it was when Israel had sown that the Midianites would come up with the Amalekites and the sons of the east and go against them. So they would camp against them and destroy the produce of the earth as far as Gaza and leave no substance in Israel, as well as no sheep, ox, or donkey. For they would come up with their livestock and their tents. They would come in like locusts for number, both they and their camels were innumerable, and they came into the land to devastate it. Now, we see here that the Israelites and the sons of God were having a very difficult time, because every time they would plant their gardens to have food, these Midianites and Ammonites would come in and attack and destroy all that they had grown and take their sheep and their ox and the donkeys. So they longed so much for God's peace. And then they were very fearful. Well, they were longing for his peace, and they were very fearful of those that were coming in. So whenever we face the things of life, it does bring fear. But you know, the fear that we should have the most is nothing to compare to that fear, because the fear that we should have most is facing God Himself. And we know that someday that we're going to stand, the scripture says, naked, one by one, before the very person of God Himself. Christian and non-Christian alike will give an account to Him for the way they have lived, and the lost will stand at the great white throne. And that's in Revelation 20, verses 11 through 15. Now the Christian will stand at the judgment seat of Christ. Looking at 2 Corinthians 5:10, says, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ." It's talking about believers, "that each one may be recompensed for his deeds in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad." And then if you look at Romans 14, verses 10 through 12, and I'm going to read these verses. "But you, why do you judge your brother, or you again, why do you regard your brother with contempt? For we shall stand before the judgment seat of God, for it is written, 'As I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall give praise to God.' So then each one of us shall give an account of ourselves to God." And that came from God's word in Romans 14, 10 and 12. Now, in the book of Judges, Gideon, when we look back at the life of Gideon, and I'm going to read some scriptures here, because this is where the Lord first spoke to Gideon as being the Lord of peace. So let me read Judges 6, 22 through 24. And Gideon really wasn't afraid until he realized that he had seen the angel of the Lord face to face. God's angel came and spoke to Gideon. And once he realized that it was the angel of the Lord, let me read the scripture. "When Gideon saw that he was the angel of the Lord, he said, 'Alas, O Lord God, for now I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face.' And the Lord said to him, 'Peace to you. Do not fear. You shall not die.' And then Gideon built an altar there to the Lord, and he named it, 'The Lord is Peace.'" In other words, he named it Jehovah Shalom, "The Lord is Peace." And we know that that's how that he found his peace. Peace cannot be found except in the right relations with the Lord. Now I want to read some scriptures that relate to that peace. And starting with Leviticus chapter 26, 2 through 6. Leviticus 26, 2 through 6. "You shall keep my commandments and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments so as to carry them out, then I shall give you rains in their season, so that the land will yield its produce and the trees of the field will bear their fruit. Indeed, your threshings will last for you until great gatherings, and great gatherings will last until sowing time. You will thus eat your fruit to be full and live securely in the land. And listen what he says next. I shall also grant peace in the land so that you may lie down with no one making you tremble. I shall also eliminate harmful beasts from the land, and no sword will pass through your land. So this is the promises that God made to the people of Israel back in the book of Leviticus, in his commandments and his statutes. He promised that he would bring rain that would produce produce, and trees would yield fruit, and grapes would have great gatherings. And he said, and I will grant peace in the land so that they wouldn't have fear, they wouldn't tremble, because he was going to give them that peace. Now then, let's look at Numbers 6, 22 through 27. Numbers 6, 22 through 27. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and to his sons, saying, thus you shall bless the sons of Israel. You shall say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you, and the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. There again, he says, and give you peace. So they shall invoke my name on the sons of Israel, and then I will bless them. So here we see that the Lord is speaking to Moses and telling Moses what to say to Aaron and the son, that what they're to say to bless the sons of Israel. He said, bless them and keep them, and make the Lord's the Lord should make his face to shine on them and be gracious to them, lift up his countenance, and give them peace. So again, we see in God's word the promise of God to the people to give them peace. He is the God called Jehovah Salam. Now then, let's go to Isaiah. Isaiah 26:3. Isaiah 26:3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. So the way that we can know that we can have God's peace is by keeping our minds on him. His scripture, he spoke through Isaiah and said that if you keep your mind on me, then I'm going to give you perfect peace. Now let's look at the book of Psalms, Psalms 119, 165, 119, verse 165. Those who love thy law have great peace, and nothing causes them to stumble. Here again, he is saying through the psalmist that if you love his laws, if you love his word, then the law, thy law have great peace, and nothing causes them to stumble. In knowing the law and keeping his word, those that love the law, the word of God, will have great peace. Now let's go to the New Testament and see in the book of Philippians, first in chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. Philippians 4, verses 4 through 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your forbearing spirit be known to all men. The Lord is near. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, shall guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So here, Paul is writing to the Philippians, and he is saying to them, rejoice always in the Lord, and let your forbearing spirit, that rejoicing spirit, be known to all men, because the Lord is near. And to be anxious, don't be worried about anything, but in prayer and supplication, give thanks and let your requests be known to God. If you do this, then he says the peace of God, that peace that surpasses all comprehension. The peace of God is something that our finite minds can't comprehend. That peace is so great, so powerful. And that peace that comes from him surpasses, it's going to guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Now then, let's go to Philippians chapter 4 again, verses 8 through 9. Philippians 4, 8 through 9. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence and if anything worthy of praise, let your mind dwell on these things. The things, what things? The things you have learned and received and heard and seen in me. Practice these things, and the God of peace shall be with you. So Paul is saying that all of the things that are honorable and right and pure and lovely and of good report, anything that's worthy of praise, he says, let your mind dwell on these things. Keep your mind on these things. And all the things that you learn and receive and have heard and seen in me, in my life, these things practice. And then God of peace, Jehovah Shalom, shall be with you. So all through the scriptures, we're seeing how that God gives Jehovah Shalom to all of those that practice the things of God. And through keeping his word and practicing and living it out, then he will give us peace. Okay, now then let's go back to the Old Testament and read Isaiah 9:6. And in 9:6 of Isaiah, it reads, for a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, and listen to this, Prince of Peace. Here in these verses, he again is saying that Jesus, our Jehovah Shalom, the Prince of Peace, the one that reconciles us to God, who enables us to stand before him face to face without any fear. And Romans 5:1 says, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So that peace that we have read about in all the scriptures, it's a peace that we have with God, but it's through our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the one that brings us that peace by his death on the cross. Now look at Hebrews 13 verses 5, 6, and we see again the promises of God. I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you, so that we confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What shall man do to me? Now that is a promise that God has made, and he never, never, never breaks his promises. So we can have this peace that passes all understanding, because we know that even when all others around us are fainting for fear, that we can exalt in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings perseverance, proven character, hope, and hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. And that is quoting from Romans 5, verses 3 through 5. And then looking at John 14, verse 27, he says, let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful. So, no matter when we have troubles, we don't have to fear, because we know that peace is found where? In Jehovah Shalom. And Isaiah 26:3 says, he will keep you in perfect peace when your mind is stayed on him. In other words, if we keep God on our mind, if we keep our eyes on Jesus, we will find perfect peace that comes from none other than God himself. That was Isaiah 26, 3. Now, Galatians 5:22 says, if peace eludes you, you are filled by the Holy Spirit, for the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace. So, where do we get this peace? How is it obtained? It's obtained by the fruit of the Spirit, his Holy Spirit. And then in Galatians, in Romans 15, 36, 33, Romans 15, 33 says, now the God of peace be with you all. The God of peace be with you all. Now, if we would choose a memory verse, the memory verse of all of this about the God of peace, Jehovah Shalom, would be John 14, 27. Jesus said as he was going away, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful. Now, we need to ask a few questions as we come to the end of this study of Jehovah Sabbath. Salam. Jehovah Salam. The first thing is we need to say, what kind of peace does Jehovah's Shalom bring? And we read in all those scriptures, it's the peace of God that he brings. It's a perfect peace. And then, how then, from what we have studied, should we walk with Jehovah Shalom? How can we have this peace? That is only if we have been redeemed by the Holy, by the blood of Jesus, and we have the Holy Spirit with us. That's how that we can walk in Jehovah Shalom, that perfect peace. Only if we have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus and are filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, how do we maintain this peace? And of course, we know that if our minds are stayed on him, that's how that we can maintain it, is keeping our minds on him by reading and studying his word, by memorizing his word, by praying. And then the question is, at the close of this, are you habitually walking in peace? Is it your habit of life that you are walking in the peace of God? In his peace? Because that's the only peace that we can have, complete peace. That peace that passes all understanding. So, what name then of God covers all fear? Jehovah Shalom. Shalom. Jehovah Shalom. The Lord is peace. So we will end this study now in prayer. Heavenly Father, how wonderful it is to know that we have your peace, Jehovah Shalom, because we know that you dwell in our hearts by the Holy Spirit that you sealed us with, guaranteed our salvation. And Father, we just want to live it. We want to keep our minds on you, that we won't have any fear. If we keep our minds on you, then that takes away all fear and gives us perfect peace, the peace of God, Jehovah Shalom. And we thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.